Welcome to Inspired by Purpose. Each week, we roll out episodes of successful, purpose-inspired entrepreneurs to inspire and empower you. My name is Dr. Ozzy Jankovic, and I believe that purpose is what inspires us to make our greatest impact. I'm so grateful that you're here. Now let's get started. Hey everybody, and welcome to the episode. I'm really excited about this episode. You know, it's funny, I sort of forgot that I wrote a book a couple years ago, and it's a book all about spirituality and using the power of connecting spiritually to connect with your inner self, your true greatness, and really bring that out into the world. It's called Beyond All Things, 50 Insights to Awaken Joy, Purpose, and Spiritual Connection. We talk a lot about purpose on this show, and I'm going to start sharing some of those insights with you on many episodes. Today is one of them, and you're going to hear an insight from the book, and you can listen to it, and you can try on the exercise, and you can see how that helps you feel more spiritually connected, connected to your purpose and joyful. Before we get into that episode, I want to let you know a couple things. I did a podcasting class a couple weeks ago where I taught people how to produce podcasts quickly and easily and saving hundreds, thousands of hours and so much money. I have come up with this formula and I love it. It's like the easy peasy DIY guide to podcasting. My students loved it. I'm already seeing shows being published, incredible covers and episode descriptions, and the feedback on the course is incredible. So if you or someone you love has ever thought about podcasting, I want you to know that your message matters. Stop doubting and start doing. And please check out drozzy.co/podcast101 to learn more about this mini course and see if it's right for you. It's less than an hour long. It's $37. Guys, check it out and take the course if you've ever wanted a podcast. In other news, there's so much goodness coming on this podcast. I can't even tell you how excited I am. You know, I'm getting more into not just business, but mental health, because what I've come to realize is that there's such a clear connection between mental wellness and being able to bring our best selves into the world. And you know, for so many years, I struggled, even though people told me, wow, Ozzy, you're so smart and you're so capable and you have so much potential. I really struggled with perfectionism and so many mental health issues. And I'll be totally honest, I'm a work in progress. You know, I take care of myself every day. And I think it's our life's work really to take care of ourselves. But what I want to say is that I'm really excited to start sharing more about my own journey, as well as bringing on experts and people in the field who have a lot to share, who have a lot to offer. One of the upcoming episodes is with a personal hero of mine, Dr. Ellen Bora, who's a holistic psychiatrist, and you're going to hear from her. We had the best conversation about her book, The Anatomy of Anxiety. I learned a ton from that book, and oh my gosh, it was just a dream come true connecting with someone who I've been looking up to and following in this field for years now. And that is the gift of podcasting. Podcasting opens up doors for us to speak with people in ways that we wouldn't be able to otherwise. So that was pretty awesome, big highlight for me. And something else that I'm excited to share with you before I share this insight from my old book is that I'm writing a new one. And what's so crazy for me about this process is that it's pouring out of me. I've had so much to share for so many years, but it's been bottled up inside of me. I don't totally understand why, but I think it's divine timing. I think everything happens in the time that it's supposed to. And right now is my time to put all of this onto paper with the goal of helping as many people as possible find a place of peace, mental well-being, and a state where they can bring their greatness and their really divine nature and divine connection out into the world and express it and make the world a better place. So I'm really psyched about the book. I'm really happy you're here and I'm excited about this insight. So let's dive in. Today's insight is all about finding light in the darkness. It comes from my book, Beyond All Things, Insights to Awaken Joy, Purpose, and Spiritual Connection. This is insight number 41. This insight is designed for you to connect with your intuition and connect with your faith that everything is for the good, even when it's hard to believe it. Let's begin. There are times when the forest of life may feel dense and dark, without an inkling of light to be found. A small, still voice inside of us whispers that everything will be okay, but listening to this voice seems illogical. Is it unreasonable to have hope in times of despair? How can we know? An ancient Torah morning blessing is recited as follows. Blessed are you, Infinite One, who gives the rooster understanding to distinguish between day and night. This blessing appears to be a blessing of thanksgiving for the daylight, acknowledging the rooster that crows just before dawn. Before an inkling of light appears on the horizon, hinting the forthcoming dawn, a rooster senses the sunrise. Roosters remain in tune with the natural rhythm of the sunrise, even when they are outside of their natural element and without exposure to natural light. In Hebrew, the word for rooster is sechvi, which is the same word for mind or insight. Just as the rooster senses a forthcoming light when in darkness, our minds and hearts are endowed with the capacity to sense hope even in the midst of despair. Emunah, the Hebrew word for faith, is the belief that we carry with us so deeply inside of us at all times, when life is going our way, and even if life appears to be going a different direction. Emunah is the knowledge that even when we appear to live in difficult times, these two are ultimately created for us. It is the notion that there's a bigger picture in life which will ultimately make sense. We are a part of that bigger picture, and our insight can sense even when our other senses are unable. It's interesting to note that on the Hebrew calendar, night precedes day, darkness precedes light. We are endowed with not only the insight to differentiate between the two, but also the insight to know that the light will come. The light will come. While we may not be endowed with the physical senses to predict or see the future, we can hold an awareness of dawn in our mind. A present circumstance can be experienced as an all-encompassing darkness, yet mindfulness of new horizons, a bigger picture, connecting with your intuition can help you to see a light at the end of the tunnel and wake up to new possibilities.